Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Hello, welcome to the new Imagination Station experience.
What's going on here? Why is everyone in such a hurry?
They're going to greet the Master.
The Master?
Jesus of Nazareth.
We can dismiss the actions of Jesus as tricks, but the people are seeing firsthand what we do not see.
Well, you can be certain the Romans are watching him. If we don't do something about him, they will. They will be merciless to all of us.
No, Caiaphas, honest, please. You can't kill him.
Kill him? I have to catch up to him and warn him.
Open your eyes, child. See me.
I can see. Father, I can see.
Josiah?
I can see you, Father, I can.
Listen to me, child. Tell your master that we have lost our patience. Now is his last chance to explain himself to the high priest.
But I'm not a man.
Tell him.
Oh, this is no good.
What's wrong?
I was so nervous I didn't talk to him about Judas and the high priest. All right, that's it. I'm going back in.
You can't.
I will.
No, Caiaphas! Whoa!
What? Josiah? Josiah!
Quiet, child.
It's me.
I honestly don't know how you get around like you do. Judas!
Judas?
Estrus, is something wrong? It's your urchin.
Well, that's impressive. I don't think they know, do you? Has she somehow warned them? Urchin, is this a trap?
Not that I know of.
Calm down, Judas. You can see they're asleep. He isn't. He went off to pray, you said. Are you getting nervous? Is there something I should know?
No, of course not. But what should we do with her?
Malchus.
Yes, sir.
Hold on to her and keep her quiet.
Yes, sir.
Come here. Not a peep, girl.
Get your big smelly hands off.
Quiet, everyone. Here he comes.
What?
Where? How can I tell anyone apart in the dark?
I told you. He's the one I will kiss.
Now the hour has come when the Son of Man is to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up! The betrayer is close at hand!
All right, Judas, go!
Step aside.
Let's go, men! Look sharp!
Greetings, Rabbi. I have been looking all over for you. Peace be with you.
Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
Master?
Do what you've come to do.
What's all this? Judas, what have you done?
He has a sword!
Wait, stop, Peter!
Off my ear!
Oh, no!
Right here.
What should I do?
Take them!
Stop! Peter, put your sword away. For all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Does my father not have legions of angels to come to my aid if needed? Am I not to drink the cup that he has given me? Captain, you know I am the one you want. Let these men go.
And what of my soldier?
Yes. He is well.
I am well. He cut off my ear. It's all right. My ear is healed. Thank you.
That's
thanks
amazing.
Be to God!
Be quiet, you foolish man! Guards, take him to the temple! Keep your swords to the ready.
Am I a thief or a robber that you resort to swords and clubs? When I was with you in the temple, you never laid a hand on me. But this is your hour. This is the reign of darkness.
Enough talk. Take him.
And now my job is done. Oh, as is yours, messenger girl.
You betrayed him.
Betrayed? On the contrary, I've done what he wanted me to do. Now he will meet with the priests, and they will understand.
Understand what? They have him now. They'll kill him.
How can they kill him? Now he will fulfill the promise we all saw in him. He will reveal himself once and for all, and then... Why am I talking to you? You're nothing but a child. Why don't you go back to wherever it was you came from?
I don't know how.
Well, too bad for you.
You're wrong. You're gonna see how wrong you are. What am I supposed to do now? It's too late. I can't do anything for him. How do I get out of this adventure? I'm in the middle of the woods. Great. No doors.
Look!
Yikes!
My ear! Did you see? Cut clean off, and then he, the master...
Yeah, I saw. It's incredible.
Look at it! As if nothing happened. Oh, what am I supposed to do now? How can I arrest the one who healed me?
Maybe you can help him. Protect him somehow.
Oh, no, no. He's going to the high priest. I can't go against the high priest.
But shouldn't you try? He healed you, right?
You're right. I should go. I should be there.
Then I'll go with you. And maybe I'll find a way back home. It's the middle of the night. Why are there so many people here?
They've heard. I'm sure the word has gotten around about the arrest of Jesus. The priests would have roused a lot of them out of bed to be witnesses against him. They'll have assembled the Sanhedrin.
The Sanhedrin, huh?
It's the governing body of the temple.
All the priests?
Yes.
Then Zuriel will be here.
You know Zuriel, the priest?
I'm friends with his son.
You should have said so before. We thought you were with the disciples.
Well, I am, but it's complicated. Can you take me to Zuriel? Maybe he'll get me to Josiah. This whole adventure kind of started with him, so maybe that's how I'll get home.
You talk in riddles. But so does my daughter. Come this way. Step aside. Clear the way. Step aside.
Kiele! Josiah!
Are you the son of Zuriel?
I am.
Then I'll leave her in your care. Estrus will have me scourged for desertion.
I'll take care of her.
Goodbye, child.
Bye. Thanks for the escort.
You've become a friend of a temple guard?
Nah, he's only my friend because I saw him get his ear cut off, and Jesus healed him.
What?
I'll explain later. Look, Josiah, I'm trying to go home.
You want to go home now? Don't you know what's happened to Jesus? They took him to Annas. He used to be the high priest. And now Caiaphas has called my father and the entire Sanhedrin in the middle of the night. Don't you know how strange that is?
Well, no.
I'm worried, Kaele.
You should be. This isn't going to have a happy ending.
How do you know that?
Because I know, that's all.
What are you? A prophetess? How is it that you come and go the way you do, and you speak the way you speak?
I can't explain it. But it's too late to do anything for him.
No, I don't believe it. Somehow you know what's going to happen. But if you know that, then you know how to change it.
Change it?
That's right. Hurry, I know where my father is.
Josiah, I don't think...
We have to try, Kaele, please. Hurry, the door's over here.
I heard him say that he would destroy this temple, which is made by man, and replace it with a temple that isn't made by man, with a mere snap of his fingers.
No, no, he said it would take him 2 days. No, wait, he said 3 days.
All right, that's enough. Step away. Thank you.
Over this way. My father sits on this side.
What have they done to Jesus?
What do you mean?
He's bleeding. They've hurt him.
Well, man from Nazareth, will you not respond?
Caiaphas!
Zuriel, you have something to say?
I do, sir. About the irregularity of this entire assembly.
What?
Surely our intention was to meet with Jesus, to discuss his ideas, not try him in the dark of night.
Sit down, Zuriel. You are bewitched by the Nazarene because of your son.
Bewitched? Am I bewitched to suggest that we behave as civilized men rather than as a mob?
You want to hear from the Nazarene?
Yes.
Then we shall hear. Jesus, will you speak to us about the testimony we've heard from these men? Will you not give an answer? There, Zuriel. Do you see? He will not oblige us. Perhaps we should be more direct. Tell us, Jesus, if you are indeed the Messiah.
If I tell you, you will not listen.
We are listening. Tell us, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?
I am.
You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the mighty God and coming on the clouds of heaven.
We have no need for more witnesses. We have heard the blasphemy from his own mouth. What does the law prescribe for such an offense? Death!
Death!
You must be put to death!
Please! You can't do this! Listen to me!
But they can't kill
Listen
him!
To me.
They don't
you
have the power! Only the Romans
this
can
is
put
not
a man
right
to death!
To put him to death! We must take him to Pilate! Yes. Guards! Find this blasphemer! We will go to Pilate!
Yes. Get him out!
This is disgraceful!
Father, what are we going to do?
In my worst dreams, I never thought I would see this. The chosen people of God behaving like a pagan mob.
But Pilate won't kill Jesus. Why would he? It's not like Jesus has done anything against Rome.
There is a little hope in that. Not much, but a little.
Zuriel?
What now, Estrus?
The one called Judas wants to speak with you.
Judas?
The disciple. The one who dealt with Caiaphas.
What does he want with me?
I want you to take it back!
What?
The money! I don't want it. I've made a terrible mistake. I've betrayed an innocent man.
What, and you're surprised all of a sudden?
Be quiet, child. What is it to me? It's your responsibility.
Take the money.
I will not. Give it to Caiaphas since he's the one you negotiated with.
I can't bear to face him.
It's none of my business. Go away!
You don't understand. No one will ever understand.
In that, you are probably right.
How can I live with myself?
I don't know. How will any of us live with the wrongs we do tonight? Come with me, children. If there is a spark of hope, then it must be fanned into a flame. We'll take the back alley to the governor's palace. Through this door!
Now where am I?
What am I supposed to do with this? Tell me that, Cassius.
Governor?
Girl, get me a cup of water.
Me?
Do you see another servant around? Be quick about it.
Yes, sir.
How am I to deal with such a stubborn people? Why do they bring these problems to me? This prophet hasn't broken Roman law.
They claim he told his followers not to pay taxes. They said he claims to be a king.
So they say. Where is my water?
Here, sir. I'm sorry.
So, I send the man to Herod. I thought he's one of them. Let him deal with their tribal nonsense. And what does Herod do? Send him back to me.
Herod is a coward.
What am I to do with the man?
Governor, they are waiting. What are you going to do?
Let him go.
What? Did you speak?
You should let him go.
How dare you speak to me? Who are you? I've never seen you before. Do you know her, Cassius?
No, sir.
Am I overrun? Where did you come from?
I
don't have time for this. Cassius, take her out of here and go to the prison. I want you to bring back Barabbas.
Barabbas?
Yes, I have an idea.
Ouch! I don't really belong here, you know. Ouch!
I don't know that I belong here either.
Ouch! His idea won't work. Ouch!
Stop saying ouch.
You're squeezing my wrist too hard.
I'm so sorry. Would you like me to cut it off?
Squeeze away. He wants to offer them Barabbas because he thinks they'll choose Jesus. But they won't. They'll pick Barabbas.
Why, you seem very sure of yourself for a child. Jailer!
Centurion!
Where is Barabbas?
This cell. Is he being executed today?
Let's hope so.
He won't be.
All right, waif. Take a good look at Barabbas.
Ew!
Now tell me they'll choose him over Jesus. Get out of there, you murderer. And as for you, waif, for sneaking into the governor's palace, this cell is now yours.
What? No, wait!
In with you!
No! I don't want to be here! I know what's going to happen, and I don't want to see it! Can't you understand? He helped people! He healed them! And you're gonna hang him on a cross!
Listen, child.
He won't be the first innocent man to die.
Who are you?
I'm an innocent man. They're going to execute me, too.
That's a lie. You're a thief and a murderer. You deserve to die, so do I.
Says who?
What do you know about him, girl? Are you one of his followers?
Well, no. I mean, I should be. The family I live with tried to teach me about him, but I never... I don't know.
It was a simple question. You said he helped people and healed them. You believe in him, don't you? Why are you stumbling with your answer?
I don't know. Until now, I didn't see all those Bible school stories and stuff. I didn't get it, but now I've really seen him.
She's loopy.
Take a look at us, child. When we were your age, we saw terrible things and we made a choice, and you can see where it got us. If you saw something in this Jesus, then learn from it and make your choice.
Huh? What now?
Come out, the two of you. Cassius wants you ready, just in case.
Just in case of what?
In case the execution happens today. It's time. Do you know what they're going to do to us, little one? They're going to take great big nails
and drive them through.
Both of you, shut your traps and get out here.
But what about me?
You're here until someone tells me otherwise.
But I don't want to stay in here. I want to go home.
Of course you do.
I don't. I want this adventure to end. Please. What happened? Is this the imagination station? I hope so. I've seen enough. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Kelly.
How do I get out of here?
You may exit through any one of the doors.
There's only one.
You may exit.
Okay, just get me out of here.
Why? What crime has he committed?
No, you don't get it. I don't want to see what happens to him.
You may exit through any one of the doors.
But there's only... Oh, wait, I didn't see that one.
Get on with it, you vermin! Get those crosses to the top of the hill!
No, I've seen enough!
You may exit through any one of the doors.
This one? Oh, no, stop! It's horrible!
You may exit.
Oh!
He's the king of Israel! Then come down now and we'll believe it!
Stop it, please!
My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me?
You may exit.
Stop it!
It is finished.
Shove that spear into his side. Let's make sure he's dead.
Yes.
Huh, what was that? I thought I was alone. Hello? Connie? Eugene? Anyone here? Crying? Is somebody in the imagination station? Oh, no. Kelly. Oh, Kelly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. I know I wasn't supposed to go in, but I did. Oh. And then I couldn't get out.
Oh, Kelly, I'm so sorry. It's not finished yet. It still has problems that I was working out.
But he's dead, Mr. Whitaker. I saw it. He was on the cross crying out, and he died. It was horrible.
Oh, I know. He loved us so much that he died for us.
I thought I knew it before, but now I've seen it. Oh, it's awful. Oh,
it is awful, but that's not the end of the story, Kelly.
But after seeing that...
Then you'd better come with me. If you saw all that, then you have to see the rest.
I don't think I want to.
You can trust me. Now, you didn't go through this door, did you?
I don't think so.
Go on.
Do you really think I should?
Uh-huh.
No, someone's crying. I can't.
Oh, it's not what you think. Trust me.
All right, if you say so.
I can't believe it.
Josiah?
Kayale! Kayale!
Why are you so sad?
Sad? No, I'm not sad. These tears aren't from sadness. Kaelai, where have you been? We've looked all over for you. You won't believe it. You can't.
What?
You were right. We couldn't stop it from happening. And now I know that we shouldn't have. Because of this.
Because of what?
Haven't you heard? Jesus is alive.
Alive?
Even now, he's with his disciples in the upper room. He's eating. Can you believe it? He's not a ghost. He's flesh and blood, risen from the dead.
Risen?
Come upstairs and see for yourself. You have to.
Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe.
Master.
Josiah.
This is my friend, the one I told you about.
Yes, I know her. I know her well.
Me?
Come here, my daughter.
I saw what they did to you, and I saw how you died.
It was necessary for me to suffer those things, and then to enter into glory, to fulfill all that is written about me in the scriptures. You know of me there.
I do.
Now know me in your heart. Do you believe in me, Kelly?
I do.
Then follow me.
I will, Jesus. But to where?
To the ends of the earth, even to the end of time.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever will believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Those are the words from John 3:16. Maybe the best summary we can find of how Jesus gave his life so that we could be reunited with God forever. You know, throughout most of this episode, Kelly wasn't sure what she believed about Jesus. Maybe you aren't either. If that's the case, we hope you'll talk to someone you know who loves Jesus. It might be your parents, a pastor, a friend. Take time to ask about their faith and why they love Jesus. And I know they'll show you how to make a decision. Like Kelly, you can say, "I believe," and know you'll be with God forever. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Imagination Station Revisited was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our sound designer was Nathan Jones, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Rachel Fox, Fred Tatasciore, Jim Connor, Phil Proctor, Robert Easton, Benjamin Bryan, and Will Ryan. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey. Hey, let's peek back in on Whit and Connie.
Well, I guess you're pretty proud of yourself.
What do you mean, Connie?
Look at the kids. They're loving the new Imagination Station adventures.
Oh, I'm glad.
And everyone's so excited about what happened to Kelly. It wasn't even opened yet, and your invention brought her to Jesus.
Oh, it wasn't my invention that did it.
Yeah, but it helped. When you were renovating this floor, I really couldn't figure out what you were up to. The new hallways, all those doors.
Yeah, it allows more kids to have more adventures.
Well, it may be your best invention yet.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's something else that might be better.
Really?
Do you want to see?
Sure.
Over here. It's this.
What is it? It looks like an old-fashioned radio.
Push the red button if you think you're ready.
I'm always ready. This button?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
So what's it gonna do anyway?
Push it and find out.
All right, okay.
See you later, Connie.
Right. Here goes.